I say it's doubling down from the three countries, Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso. I think it's an assertion of their efforts to consolidate their power, their illegal ascension to power through military means. And they're really using this as an effort to negotiate, I think, diplomatically, to show ECOWAS that they are not dying to stay in the Union, that they can very much easily walk away. We shouldn't also forget that the three countries themselves are landlocked. So I think in economic sense, this is actually problematic for them. But I think the three countries want to show that they're sovereign, and they would like to see ECOWAS reduce the number of conditions on these three countries before they are welcomed back.
And Professor, some of the sanctions that ECOWAS had implemented have since been removed, and the bloc has been trying to persuade the juntas to drop their threat to leave.
Because they're very much trying to reconsolidate their sovereignty. They're trying to show that they are independent states. And that as Mali, as Niger and Burkina Faso, as much as they are ostracized and they're kicked out of a lot of continental bodies, that they will assert their sovereignty. And I think their strength in numbers. So the three of them also staying together is also another very important point. We should also not forget that these very same three countries have also had a very antagonistic relationship with France. So they are not only reasserting their sovereignty within ECOWAS and within the continent, but they are also reasserting their sovereignty in relation to France, a former colonial power and a very powerful state, and even in terms of their confrontation with the United States. So I think very broadly, in terms of a diplomatic framework, it's really these three countries reasserting their diplomatic bona fide, their diplomatic credentials, their sovereignty. But I think long term, it's really a negotiating tool to find out how can ECOWAS accommodate more of their own internal interests of these three countries without insisting to a fast track return to democratic rule or to civilian rule. I think this is more of a diplomatic tactic by the three countries, because the three economies together, as a percentage of the ECOWAS trade, is relatively small. As I'd mentioned, the three countries are vulnerable. They're all three landlocked countries. They will suffer more from being outside of ECOWAS than ECOWAS will gain from the three countries being within.
And you are so right, Professor. The three military-led countries have all expelled French soldiers who were there helping to fight jihadist group and turned towards Russia for military assistance. Let me ask you, Professor, the bloc has appointed Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye to mediate the crisis.
I think there is a space for him to bring some kind of reasonable dialogue. And it might be that, he tries to establish some kind of middle ground where ECOWAS doesn't lose space, but also the three countries, Mali, Burkina, and Niger, also don't lose face. So it might be something around the conditions of a conditional readmission, maybe over an extended period of time to hand over to civilian rule, and maybe some kind of immunity for the generals, depending on how they negotiate it. Because we also need to understand that as much as ECOWAS is an economic union, there's also a lot of strategic and security imperatives within ECOWAS. So part of the challenge with ECOWAS expelling these three countries is it deteriorates the security situation in the Sahel with a lot of the jihadi groups, which are also very threatening to many countries in West Africa.